This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us all around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, keeping all the vehicles running, thanks for all you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of the stuff that's there. There's a lot of free stuff over there. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about Brazil, and just wrapping that up, apparently we are going to have a base there at their joint facility in Brazil, where we will be launching some satellites from there, because that's what Brazil has it for. But it will also give us an opportunity to pre-position some military there, oh, I don't know, in the event we have to use them in Venezuela, maybe?
Well, what it's really very hard to tell what other purposes, but I think it's more conducive to enhancing the space program where we have another location. And what I found out, too, is because it is located so close to the equator,
right,
that you actually end up saving up to 30% on fuel, on necessarily rocket fuel. Making the whatever you launch go into orbit faster because of the speed of the spin of Earth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which I had no idea about. That was way above my
head. No, I didn't either. I found out about it the same way you did. All right. Well, let's talk about NATO. There was a recent NATO exercise, and they had an attack on their GPS, which the officials now are reporting may have come from Russia.
Well, and this is not a U.S. report. This is actually a Norway report, and they say they have absolute evidence. So it was a rather shocking revelation because, again, this didn't come from the United States. So they can't necessarily say that the United States is plotting against Russia. In this case, Norway has offered up the proof. And interestingly enough, the proof has been sent to Russia. Normally they don't do that, but in this case they sent the proof to Russia, and Russia is a little stunned they got caught.
But, stunned, huh? Okay.
Yeah. But what has happened here is during the military exercise, warships and the navigation systems on were starting to kind of go sideways. I believe we maybe have mentioned this several months ago. But 31 nations participated in this, and as a consequence, because they couldn't rely on GPS because of the jamming, or this glitch because of the jamming, they had to go to more manual systems in order to go through their navigation systems. So Russia got caught. We don't know what's going to happen here next at this point, but very happy that it was somebody else other than the United States that was pointing fingers on this one.
Now, before we have to go to break, and I want to kind of include it in this segment, I don't want to let it go by the wayside here. Yesterday, we had a report. Now, again, this was supposedly coming from the Mueller investigation or somewhere along the line. We had a report that the former White House counsel for Barack Obama was under investigation and could possibly, be charged for something that he may have been involved with when it came to something. I don't know what the something was. Do you?
Well, as part of the Mueller investigation, after Greg Craig, who was the one of the Obama White House lawyers, went back to the law firm Skadden, Arp, Slate, Mager, and Flom. And while he was at that law firm, he still may be there for all I know, he was essentially doing lobbying work on behalf of Viktor Yanukovych of Ukraine, which was precisely who Paul Manafort was also working for. But Paul Manafort did not register as a foreign agent, and, of course, that's part of his criminal record now in sentencing. But it's kind of like, okay, if you're going to equally apply the law, then you better try on over and do the same thing to Greg Craig, because they worked with each other on behalf of Ukraine and Viktor Yanukovych. So the next question then, and we don't know if it's that Mueller is doing this or not, but the power suggestion is, all things being equal, if you're going to sentence Paul Manafort part and parcel of being in violation of the FARA Foreign Agent Registration Act, then you need to do the same thing to Greg Craig.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would also say, hold on, you better do it to John Podesta
mm-hmm.
and to his brother Tony for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Will this happen? I don't know.
No, because they seem to be bulletproof, or at least so far everybody in the Clinton camp, the Obama camp, Loretta Lynch camp, they all seem to be bulletproof. But maybe there is a God.
Our suggestion. The whole FARA Act thing is so bad that you can, when you get caught, you can go back and register retroactively.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and we are broadcasting live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across America and around the world via the satellite. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the USCCA. And you know, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys. Now, they know that you're going to need the legal system, because the legal system doesn't always get things right if you get yourself in trouble when you have to defend yourself. So here's what I want you to do. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. While you're there, take advantage of the free gun a day giveaway that's there. And also, if you become a member, keep in mind that you will get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. So, that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The Marines are preparing for an exercise called Pacific Blitz, which I talked about a little bit yesterday on my program. It's just fascinating what they're going to be training to do, so you take it from there.
The Lieutenant General Osterman, who's the commanding general of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force at Camp Pendleton, gave an interview regarding Exercise Pacific Blitz. And what this particular exercise is doing is going back to other tactics that we did, say, in World War II, Korea. Those are my words, by the way.
Right.
Rather than the War on Terror, where you know, it's a very different paradigm in fighting a war than what we did in Korea in World War II. So they're kind of going back to some of these old tactics, military conflict tactics. But in this particular exercise, they're, of course, making full use of all other technologies that we now have. In this particular exercise, they're going to be using a number of various vehicles, including some naval ships, destroyers, landing craft, CH-53 helicopters, V-22 Ospreys, F-35s, and there's something called HIMARS, which is High Mobility Artillery Rocket Systems.
Mm-hmm.
So what this is necessarily saying to us is that if we ever get into a conflict with one of our adversaries or even rogue nations that have gone from rogue to being a full-blown adversary, which I'm inferring China in this case, it would be a war fought very differently than what we're doing in fighting Islamic State or Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab or any of those.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what this exercise is really all about. And that tells you that we have come certainly a long way since the traditional ground war, but we also have to think that we will probably so at some point, perhaps face a different kind of ground war than we did in Iraq and Syria. So that is what this training is about, including, you know, what we do if communications are jammed. We just spoke about what Russia has done in that NATO exercise. And the other thing that's very curious is because now we have the whole issue of enemy drones. And those drones can be, they can have various tactics attached to them. So it'll be with artillery, different kinds of artillery, reconnaissance, drones, GPS, and those kinds of things. So that is what this exercise is about. Interesting, very interesting.
Well, the Navy is going through some changes because one of the things they're looking to do is they're eyeing canceling the 6 planned service life extensions of their oldest cruisers, meaning the Navy will be short 6 of its current 22 largest surface combatants by 2022. But what they're talking about doing, and they keep mentioning this, is they're going to add 10 Columbia-class boomers, which are the nuclear missile submarines, to take the place of some of the surface ships. So what they're doing is replacing one and adding another.
Correct.
Now, I will say that a lot of this is being done because they anticipate our next naval warfare, if you will, to be going up against Russia and or China.
And or Iran. Let's not forget, too, that Iran made the threat a couple of months ago that they would send some of their armed submarines
off
the coast of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've got those three countries we necessarily have to worry about.
They even showed one of their larger, newer submarines with one of the cruise missiles that was going aboard it. Remember to show that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to this Marine exercise, Osterman said, you know, he's the lieutenant general on this one,
mm-hmm.
that the Taliban doesn't have any satellites, okay? Which
right.
is true. So we have to train differently and kind of go backwards a little bit, having high technology now in our quiver, because we necessarily know that Russia would have satellites or China would have satellites or Iran would have satellites. So it's a very different kind of enemy that we kind of not trained to or almost forgotten about. So that's what this is really about.
Mm. Now, who is Ron Rockwell Hansen?
Oh, our little buddy here. Interestingly enough, he was yet another one of those, an insider threat, I might add, who was probably, in this case, on the payroll of some Chinese spies.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's NSA, but in this case, Mr. Hansen worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency. And for quite some time, he had been taking intelligence, information, files, whatever, and sharing it with the Chinese. Now, he has pled guilty, and apparently he's going to serve 180 months. I'm a little concerned because if we go back many years to Jonathan Pollard, who was a U.S. citizen but was working in cooperation with Israel, not for Israel, but Israel's an ally in this case, he got a life sentence for pretty much doing the same thing.
Yep.
But after 30 years, he was released on from prison and is still to this day, just a couple of years ago, he was released and put on house detention. So I would say we're not doing equal application of the law, would you?
No, no.
Okay. All right. So this cat Hansen, he pled guilty to 15 counts in his indictment last year. That he had gathered and delivered defense information. He was acting as an agent as a foreign country, a foreign government. He was smuggling, sharing, you know, monetary transactions that we had and so forth and so on. So what's particularly interesting is before he went to work for the DIA, he was a warrant officer with the Army with a specialty in signals intelligence and human intelligence. It's a sad asset. I mean, it's a sad situation because he was really a good guy. He was a big asset to us because he also was fluent in Mandarin Chinese and Russian. So he was hired in 2006 as a case officer. He held top secret clearance for many years. But in 2014, it seemed that Chinese intelligence had recruited him. And he began meeting with some of those nasty Chinese spies on a regular basis. And he was handing over some very delicate information from the United States. We don't know how much money was involved yet, but anyway, insider threat. Not a good situation at all by any means.
Okay, and what are you going to be writing about today? It's been a very target-rich environment.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yep.
They want to stack the Supreme Court with up to 22 judges.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know necessarily where to go.
Well, there are things they can't just legislate away. They're trying to confuse people by saying, well, we're going to pass a law. We're going to pass a law. No, they're not. Mm-mm. Doesn't work that way. Sorry.
Well, what they do is they really put these things out there and just float the ideas to see what the Republicans and the conservatives do as a reaction. So, they want us to pay
all right.
Reparations for slavery and whatnot, too.
All righty. Well, you have yourself a good day, and I'll see you later, and stay low.
Sure.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for all her great articles that she writes, and you'll find out what's going on when she finds out about it. I'll be right back with more. The Military and Veterans News Report coming right up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Missouri River and its tributaries are inundating most of Nebraska, as well as much of Iowa and parts of Missouri. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she was shocked by what she saw from the air.
It's hard to really
describe the devastation that we witnessed. It looked like an ocean. And I mean, I saw the top of grain bins. We saw buildings sliding. We saw, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, those are, that's people's life. Those are fifth generation farms.
Three deaths are blamed from the flooding. Farmers and ranchers in the flooded states estimate their losses will be in the billions of dollars. A federal jury has found that Roundup weed killer was a factor in a California man's cancer. This is the second case to go to trial over the alleged harms of the widely used chemical. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next military and news report here in the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. And by the way, tomorrow, Thursday, Bo will be in studio during hour number four, so if you have any questions, get them to me now, and we'll certainly ask Bo when he comes in. Here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls. I know a lot of you are getting out of the military. You're either retiring or you're ending your hitch and you're coming out to try civilian life and see what things might be for you. You've got skills. You don't know where or how you're going to use them. Maybe you've been in the motor pool. Maybe you've worked with aviation. Maybe you've worked with computers. Maybe you've worked with communications. Well, all of that is key to being a aviation maintenance tech. So, I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, and move you in a very good direction. Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, that's a suburb of Boston, and the other is in Clearwater, Florida. Because in 14 short months, you could be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. Let me repeat that. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, a very highly sought-after position these days, and companies from all around the world are hiring aviation maintenance techs. So check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour at one of their locations. See what they're all about. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that phone number is 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. It's that simple. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Take the tour. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, from Yahoo News, the FBI has been accumulating information from various Iranian nationals as they travel around the United States, going to different seminars and colleges and universities, trying to find out what's going on inside Iran, because it's now believed that Iran's wartime preparations are including terrorist attacks and assassinations. That's part of what they're doing. Now, not to be outdone, at the University of Chicago a year ago, FBI agents surveilled a U.S.-Iranian citizen, and there was a exchange of information in one of the museum's rooms between a woman who was believed to have been an FBI agent and an individual who had information telling them about what was going on inside Iran with their preparations for war, because everything they do is counter to trying to unstabilize the Middle East and the world, as Denise and I just got done talking about. Now, not to be outdone, let's talk about Russia. Because Russian defense officials say that they're deploying squadrons of the Tupolev Tu-22M3 backfire bombers as a counter to the U.S. Navy Aegis Ashore missile defense systems and installations that were recently put into Poland and Romania. Now, this is according to a report in the Russian state-controlled media that came out yesterday. And we'll wait, and we'll see what happens there. Now, as the Venezuela crisis deepens, the U.S. is sharpening its focus on the Colombian rebels, the folks from Venezuela that have been taking refuge inside Colombia, and they are putting together a group of fighters to go back in and take their country back. Now, there may be some U.S. military people training them. There may be some Colombian people. There may be some other countries involved in the deal here, because there is definitely movement afoot on the border with some sort of low-key military presence that may or may not find its way in the not-too-distant future into Venezuela to not only take back control of the country, but to remove Mr. Maduro from office. And that's been talked about for several weeks right now. Now, Afghan security forces, reportedly, members of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, frequently robbed and abused native Afghan personnel hired under three maintenance and operations systems contracts at military bases occupied by our forces and funded by our money, as well as joint coalition bases inside Afghanistan. Now, according to an alarming new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, he said that apparently a total of some $780,000 in property and equipment provided the Afghans by the United States had been stolen by detaining workers at gunpoint. Now, if this is true, there's a real problem. Not to say that there's not anyway. There's a real problem in Afghanistan. And this stuff has got to stop. This stuff has got to stop. Now, the Army announced yesterday that the U.S. Secretary of the Army, Mark Esper, made a stop in Vermont as part of the National Army Tour. He toured the Mountain Warfare School that's there in Vermont and took a look at things. Once again, by the way, I just told you about the Navy. Now, the future Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer, William Charette, DDG-130, will honor a hospital corpsman awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions in the Korean War. So a future destroyer has been named for the Medal of Honor recipient, William Charette. That's quite an honor. Now also, the U.S. Navy won't alter its so-called freedom of navigation sail-bys in the disputed South China Sea, and they are pressing ahead with such operations, despite a dangerous maneuver by a Chinese Navy ship against an American destroyer just a week ago. Now, we didn't hear about that until 2 days ago. So, China is playing chicken on the high seas with our military ships, with their ships, and that's not a good thing at any time. By the way, the Marine Corps, the massive search and rescue operation for missing First Lieutenant Matthew Kraft along the 195-mile trail in the Sierra Nevada mountain range has now been scaled back. By the way, it's been snowing for the better part of a week to 10 days up in that area, so it's making it even more difficult to try to locate the lieutenant who, by the way, by now has to be assumed dead. So I guess they'll find the body when they find the body, but it's not going to be until a lot of the snow melts. And state fire officials in California say current predictions are for the state's dry season this year to start in May. They're getting ready to train and unleash the National Guard to help out with some of those fires. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service, and they are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They will make just about anything that you can come up with, and they especially treat the military and veterans very nicely by offering them a nice discount on anything they do. So, they specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. They do have a catalog available at their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's David E. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com. And they ship thousands of available items all across the country and around the world. Now, you can give them a call at 937-325-3680. For more information and a personal shopping experience. Remember, David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. All right, joining us right now, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, there's all kinds of money in the world, and you'll never have to worry, but somebody by the name of John Malden, who I do not know, says you'll never save enough money to retire no matter what you do.
I don't know what exactly that means.
Me neither.
I mean, that's somebody writing a column because he wants to get attention. I guess, you know, for some people, you know, that might be the case. Everybody's situation is unique and different. I know one thing I said, most people are not saving nearly enough for retirement. Senior citizens, and this is a good thing, are living longer and healthier lives than ever before. However, what happens is they don't save enough, and certain things come about and unexpected things happen, whether it be healthcare costs that are unexpected or maybe their home needs a new roof, and it kind of throws things off. I'm not a big believer in all-out retirement, especially because of all the great healthcare advances.
Right.
I've tried to talk to people and say, you know what, maybe you want to retire from your career that you've had for a couple decades and then maybe pick up something else, something different. Maybe
sure.
you can work a day or two a week. I'm the type of person, I don't want to live on a budget. I don't want to be left saying, you know what, I have to go out to eat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I got to make those extra savings. Why go through and work your entire life and live a certain way and then have to retire and then, in essence, change the way you live? But that's just me.
Well, that's it. That's it. And I'm living proof of that because, I retired because of an injury. And, my other pension caught up with me and I decided, well, it was, and my wife and I still had a business. We were truck brokers, and had some trucks and then we sold the trucks off, but remained as brokers. And, I decided that it was boring. I wanted to do something. So I kept on going on. And here I am 18 years later talking on the radio.
Yeah. I don't understand why, you know, we get to a point in time where we feel that we have to take people who have lived long lives and have accumulated all of this knowledge, and then retire them. People are not, they're not old cars or anything like that.
No.
They're capable of contributing to society. And I think we need them now more than ever. Case in point, there is a million, job openings in the United States. There are more than a million job openings.
Oh, 7.6 million avails.
Yeah. And more than people are looking for jobs. So this is a great time for senior citizens, if they're thinking about getting back into the workforce or working a few days a week, to go ahead and do so.
You bet. Now, excuse me, pension or lump sum? I got a question here from Dan, and Dan is over in Clearwater. Pension or lump sum, what do you think?
Well, whether he should take it little by little or take a lump sum.
That's right. That's right.
Again, that's one of those know thyself type of a situations. If you're someone out there who, I guess you'd rather have that consistent income coming in and, you know, you might be a little bit afraid of taking the entire amount all up front. That's something that might be best for you. I also have to take a look at the numbers and differentiate how much the lump sum is based upon what you're going to be getting in a pension every single month. Sometimes people might want to take the lump sum because they might want to use that money to start another business or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So everyone's situation is unique and different.
Now, I'm being told that some investors from London to New York to Atlanta to Los Angeles are flocking to something that's called a Saudi ETF. What are they talking about?
A Saudi ETF?
Yeah.
An ETF is an exchange-traded fund, and I'm assuming Saudi ETF is an exchange-traded fund made up of companies within Saudi Arabia and companies that exist there. So I don't know much about this ETF. There's a lot of danger investing in countries like Saudi Arabia in the sense that there's not a lot of transparency when it comes to their companies. They run things very much, very, very differently than we do here. So you have to tread very, very cautiously when it comes to these things.
And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there to find out a lot more about him. FedEx has once again cut their full year profit forecast. I don't know if they're getting a lot more competition from UPS or, by the way, there was a company, that I ran into yesterday that I forgot all about. Have you ever heard of TNT Express?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, TNT Express is a trucking company that does expedited. They also use air freight, they haul, I'm not sure if they haul or they deliver to FedEx and they fly some of the stuff around, but they're tied up somehow with FedEx. And I met three of their drivers yesterday at our lunch, and are moving around the country more now than what they used to be. So a lot of people don't understand that air freight east of the Mississippi River never sees an airplane. It goes by truck.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, that's just probably logistically, it's probably much easier that way.
Mm-hmm. Until you run into a snowstorm or a fog.
Yeah, that's true, too. Mm. You know, hopefully that's breaking now. Hopefully I'm not going to see another snowstorm. But FedEx is seeing a slowdown because of the global economy. That's the reality. Your global economy has slowed down China and Europe significantly, and that most certainly is hitting FedEx. We're driving the bus right now when it comes to global economy. We really are. You know, China has its issues. And, again, this is part of my – I talked about long – we don't have enough time to go over here. I mean, people get all nervous and bent out of shape over China and China's economy and, mm-hmm. You know, these trade deals. China is a command and control economy, which means what? It's destined to fail. Mm-hmm. It's destined to screw up. I talked about all the real estate that is empty in China in their major cities. Just another story today, exactly what I expect. You get more corporate defaults, bond defaults in China, more companies that can't even afford to pay their debt. Why? Well, you know what? Because it was designed out of Beijing, and men can't do this. You cannot control an economy. Economy has to be free. Companies will succeed; they will die. You shouldn't be backing up companies that should be destined to fail, and that's what China does. So inevitably, many of their companies are going to fail, and their economy is not going to be as strong as everyone, I guess, is afraid of. But I want their economy to be strong, mm-hmm. but I want it to be free.
Now you have Uber and now you have Lyft, and Lyft has got an IPO that reportedly is already oversubscribed. How could that happen?
Well, they are going to say it's oversubscribed. It's like if you own a retail, you own a retail store and you've got a new product coming out and saying, "Man, oh man, you know, so many people want this product." It's a sales job. It's Wall Street. I'm sure that they're going to get people wanting to get involved in the stock, just like Snap, another tech company that went public a couple years ago, that was oversubscribed. And take a look at what happened to that stock in the aftermath. People, you got to understand, you got to take a look at where these companies are going to be later on down the road and whether or not these things are going to come back down to earth. I've talked a lot about this, but again, many people out there like to gamble. I don't.
And you know where I'm at here in between the runways at the Tampa International Airport, right?
Yeah.
When I get out on 275 to go across the bridge back home to my house in St. Petersburg, I get out there and I don't get out and go as fast as some of the traffic is, because I just kind of take my time going across, because I'm actually channel hopping on the radio listening to some of the stuff that's going on. But you ought to see all those little blue lights that say Lyft in them coming southbound, hammered down with either people in them or going to pick up their next ride. I mean, it's like I see Lyft everywhere now.
Lyft, Uber is. The reality, though, Matt, is that neither Uber or Lyft have ever made any money.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Okay, well, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great show.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out where you can hear his program Mondays through Fridays all around the country. And I will be right back with more coming up. Colonel James Warshak will be with us, the Colonel's Corner, coming up, our weekly adventure into military news and some political stuff. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.